ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 15th chapter, text 35 and 36. 36 is the main sloka for today. Ubuche cha shriyam sridham vicha devo palambitam krita krityam ivatmanam Manya Mano Mahamanaha Upuche, enjoyed. Cha, also. Shriyam, opulence. Suridham, prosperity. Dvicha, of the Brahmanas. Deva, as good as the demigods. Upalambitam, achieved because of the favor. Krita Krityam, very satisfied by his activities. Iva, like that. Atmanam, himself. Manyamana, thinking. Mahamanaha, the great-minded. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Because of the favor of the Brahmanas, the great soul Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous, and began to enjoy the kingdom. The Brahmanas are called Vichadeva, and Kshatriyas are generally called Naradeva. The word Deva actually refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas guide human society in becoming happy by satisfying Lord Vishnu. And according to their advice, the Kshatriyas, who are called Naradeva, keep law and order so that other people, namely the Vaishyas and Shudras, may properly follow regulative principles. In this way, people are gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets. Tatastat anubhavena bhuvana traya vishrutam kirtim dikshu vitanvana sa Sarecha Udurat Iva. When Bali Maharaj performed his sacrifices, he gained a great reputation in all directions throughout the three worlds. Thus he shone in his position like the brilliant moon in the sky. Bubuche cha shriyam sridham dvicha devo palam vitam Krita Krityam Ivatmanam Manyamano Mahatmanaha. Because of the favor of the Brahmanas, the great soul Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous and began to enjoy the kingdom. Om Agyatim Ranyasya Gananchana Salakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Katamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayati karim yat kripatam mahamade shi gurum dinataranam. Narayana namaskritam naram chavam narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato chayam udīrājiet. Es apriešu ap atriešu nītiem Bhagavata sevajā, Bhagavati utamaš loke ir Bhakti bhavati naištikī. So here it is stated, because of the favor of the Brahmanas, the great soul Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous and began to enjoy the kingdom. So Bali Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, both of them appeared in the same family of asuras, means demons, those who are against the demigods or devatas. So he was, the demons are enemies of Indra, the demigod or the god of the heaven, heavenly planets, Svargaloka. So Indra, he got his position as a demigod, his archivas, Bali Maharaj, the demons archivas, the demigods archivas, they're all living entities, part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they belong to the Jiva Tattva. Some, like in a drama, some they play the act of the good guy, and the others have to play the act of a bad guy. But actually inside, everyone is himself. The reality of the inside is that we are Atma, the soul. The eternal soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And without empowerment, and without giving the mercy and the empowerment of the Lord, nobody can get any power of success, either divine or godly, good way, or in a bad way, so-called bad way, in a demoniac way. So all the powers in Bhagavad Gita is given as vibhuti. Vibhuti means opulent, certain powers bestowed to certain living entities. And some living entities were becoming very powerful, very influential, very successful. That means they got more vibhuti according to their karma. More opulences, more powers, more influence, fame. Actually, everything is existing in the Lord. He's Bhagavan. He possesses all the good fortunes, all the powers, eternally. And some, in minute quantity, these powers are bestowed to the living entities also, in minute. And according to our activities, we can use this power either to do something good for the universe or for the world, or also to destroy it, or to do something very negative for people, for the Earth planet. So that's our free will of using the powers for the benefit of others, or also for the negativity or for the suffering of others. So Indra was very powerful, and Bali Maharaj, he was very powerful. Indra became very powerful for some time, and he got all the blessings from his guru, Brihaspati, who was a Brahmana, the best of the Brahmanas, the spiritual master of the demigods, is Brihaspati. He also represents a vibhuti of the Lord, as the guru of the devatas, of the demigods. But somehow or other, Indra, because of his position, he sometimes became a little proud on his position, so he didn't give enough attendance to his guru when he arrived, because when guru arrives, or a brahmana, great personality arrives, one should offer respect. But Indra neglected that. And Brihaspati, of course, because he was a devotee, he was self-controlled, he's a brahmana, so he didn't become angry himself, but he was not happy about the ignorance of Indradev. Guru Avagya, it's the third offense of the holy name, Guru Avagya, ignoring the guru, not respecting him properly. So Brihaspati left from the assembly and hided himself somewhere. So in this way, Indra, he woke up and made cling-cling. I don't have the mercy of Guru now. I offended him. So and he was looking everywhere where he is, but he could not find. So he committed this offense to Guru. Sometimes he also offended another brahmana, Vishwarup. He cut off his three heads because he didn't satisfy him completely as he would like, and then he got also reactions and he had to hide himself. So it looks like that Indra several times gets in trouble and has to hide himself. And because he could not please the brahmana were not satisfied with his behavior. So he lost more and more of his power and mercy, and he became weak. And because Indradev, he was the lord of all the devas became weak. Because he was the king of all the devas, so all the devas became weak. So when the leader of the society becomes offensive, then everyone gets a reaction for that. Because he is Naradev, here is stated. He is representing the God's power amongst the human beings. So he is the head, the protector of the society. With the brahmanas together, who are the head. This existing, as we know from Bhagavatam, since beginning of the creation, the universal form manifested the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas, and the shudras. The shudras became the legs, the vaishyas, the belly or waist, and the kshatriyas, the arms, and the brahmanas, the head. As Prabhupada is saying sometimes in lectures, the head is most important. Even if you separate some parts of the body, cut it away, the head is, as long as the head is there, one can live in the body or with the body. But when the head is cut, then the body cannot exist anymore. So therefore, everything depends, the prosperity of a society, if godly or demoniac, depends on pleasing the brahmanas and giving respect and give protection to the brahminical culture. And to deviate from the brahminical culture means unhappiness, misfortune, not good. No prosperity. And because Indra committed sometimes this offense, so he became weak. And he had to suffer because of that. He lost even his position as Indradev for some time. And Bali Maharaj, who was very surrendered to the Brahmanas, coming from Bhrigumuni dynasty, his guru's name was Shukracharya. So he was very much surrendered to Shukracharya and to the guidelines that his guru has given. So, and Bali Maharaj, he became more and more powerful, more and more influential, so that he could conquer the demigods and even the heavenly planets. So it is not normally the demons that cannot influence the heavenly kingdom, Devaloka. So they have to stay in their region, who are given to them by their karma. But sometimes the demons, they become more strong, and therefore they want to conquer and take more and more plant resistance in their possession. And Bali Maharaj, he got this opportunity that he even became the king of the heaven, and Indra, and he performed 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas, sacrifices. They are not recommended in this age of Kali Yuga, but in former ages it was recommended, especially for a king who wanted to maintain his position and become very opulent and become very famous all over the three worlds, had to perform Ashwamedha Yagya. Ashwamedha Yagya is considered the king of all yagyas, the best of all yagyas. Krishna also recommended to Yudhisthira Maharaj to perform Ashwamedha Yagya, three of them, three yagyas. So that his fame and his power all over the world will become established, so that he gets a blessing for it. So three Ashwamedha Yagya he performed. Indra is known that he performed 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas. And everyone who wants to be an Indra, he has to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas. And because Bali Maharaj, he got the position of an Indradev, so he also had to, his guru, he told him, you have to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas. That's the greatest success, to establish the power as the king of the heaven and all over the three worlds. Prithu Maharaj, who was the king of this world, he also wanted to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yagya, but Indra, he became jealous and wanted to steal one of the horses, so that it was only 99. So there was a competition. So he was afraid if somebody also has 100 Ashwamedha Yagya, or even more, then it is dangerous for my position. Then he will become Indra, and I want to keep my position as long as possible. Therefore, I have to stick as the only one. Have to be famed as the only one who performed 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas. So that was Indra's problem. He always has to see if somebody gets very powerful, then he has to make obstacles in that person's life. But Prithu Maharaj is avatar, so he's a great personality, especially empowered by the Supreme Lord to become the perfect king, protecting the citizens and the Brahminical culture. So for Prithu Maharaj, it was not a problem if he has 99 yagya or 100. He is anyway much, much greater than even Indradev. So ultimately, Prithu Maharaj was satisfied with 99. Although he also endeavored for 100. But So, but Bali Maharaj, because Indra, he had to hide himself, he lost his power, he could not influence Bali and steal one of the horses or put obstacle in his life, in his process. And therefore, Bali Maharaj, he could perform 100 Ashwamedha Yagya. Therefore, he became very, very, very opulent, very famous, and very influential. And as stated here, he considered himself quite successful by achieving this task, you know, to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yagya sacrifices. So, in any age, the different yagyas, as we heard and know, and to perform yagya is the duty of all human beings, and even the demigods and all over the universe. Everyone performs yagya. Also the asuras perform yagya, they perform sacrifices. We heard about Charasandha. Charasandha, he was a sworn enemy of Krishna. He wanted to attack Krishna so many times, and every time he became defeated. He was very powerful, and he never gave up. And he always wanted to kill Krishna again and again. So, and the last time when he attacked Mathura, Charasandha, when he attacked Mathura, Krishna and Balaram, they jumped from their runaway. They hided themselves and disappeared. They didn't want to fight directly with Charasandha. So Charasandha became very upset about Krishna. He was looking at Krishna, something who ran away from the battle. How he can be a Kshatriya? A Kshatriya can never run away from the battlefield. That means he's a renegade. He's a ranchor. He's not worth that I give any more attention, any further attention to him. He's already dead because he's lower than me. I never run from battlefield. He was very proud. So, but when Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna advised him to perform Ashwamedha Yagya, there was a need. And also to Rajasoya Yagya, that means the greatest Yagya performed by, for a king or an emperor of the whole world. Then it was need that all the king become subordinate and they give donations or taxes to that king. But there was a problem. There was Charasandha who was still alive. So how to get Charasandha to submit to Yudhishthira Maharaj, who was very much surrendered and devoted to Lord Krishna? So Krishna, he got the idea. So we have to go to Charasandha, but we cannot go to him as Kshatriya. We have to go to him as Brahmanas. So they, Bhimasen, Arjuna, and Krishna together, they disguised themselves as Brahmanas, and they went to the palace of Charasandha to beg from him as beggars. And Charasandha, because he was very devoted to the Brahmanas, because one of the greatest quality of a Kshatriya is that he is very charitable. He's very charitable. And another thing is he never accepts charity. A Kshatriya can never accept charity. That would be against his, Kshatriya codex. So he will never accept any charity. Brahmanas that can accept charity, they also give in charity. They perform yagya, and they teach others to do yagya. and they are learned in the scriptures and teach others the scriptures, the shastras. These are the six occupations of a Brahmana. So a Kshatriya, his codex is to give charity. He's very influential, he's resourceful, he has all opulence on his side, but he is always very charitable. That's his proud, that his great virtues. That whoever comes to him, even if it is an enemy, I will give him the charity, whatever they ask for. Because if Krishna would come as a Kshatriya with Arjuna and Bhima together, then maybe Jarasandha would not submit himself. But they came in disguise as Brahmanas. Although Jarasandha recognized them, you cannot be real Brahmanas, because Brahmana there have not such muscles and strong bodies built like you three have. So you must be a Kshatriya in disguise of Brahmanas. But anyway, because you came as Brahmanas, that means as beggars, you came to me to ask me something from me. What do you want? I give you anything what you like. So he was so charitable, because that was his vow, that was his vrata, to give in charity whatever somebody like, even his own life, if a Brahmana comes, so he's giving his life. So then Krishna told, yes, Jarasandha, we came to you, indeed, we are not Brahmanas, we are your old friends from old time. I'm Krishna. And this here is Bhima Sen, and this one here is Arjuna, my friend. So we came here to challenge you. So when Jarasandha saw that, then he just laughed. Oh, you come as Brahmanas and begging me what you want. We want to fight with you. Oh, you want to fight with me? But then I fight with you already so many times, but you run away. So with you, Krishna cannot fight, because it's not fair for a Kshatriya to fight with somebody who is always afraid and runs away. So I will not fight with you, Krishna. And with Arjuna, I will also not fight. Because Arjuna is weaker than myself. A Kshatriya should only fight with equals, not with weakers or those who are lower than him or weaker than him. And what to speak of those who run away out of fear. I don't want to fight with them. But with Bhima Sen, I see him as equal. With him, I will fight. And that's the way then how the battle between Bhima and Jarasandha went on, and it was a very ferocious fight. They were really equals, and they were beating each other with the clubs, maces, and ultimately it was not, although it went on days and days and after days, and Bhima, he didn't know how to kill Jarasandha. Then Krishna gave him the advice how to do it, to rip him apart, because it's Jarasandha. Chara means the witch named Chara, and Sandha means put together two parts of one body who was cut in pieces. And Krishna knew about that. He took a piece of straw or grass and he ripped it apart. So he gave him a sign to Bhima. So that's the way how you can kill him. But still, although he could rip him apart like that, Jarasandha always came together again. So he was he could not become killed. And then Krishna gave him the sign, One part on this side of the grass and the other side, on the other side of the grass. You throw on this side. And in this way, the two parts will not meet together anymore. So Bhima, he tore him apart, and he threw one part on this side, another part on that side, and so Charasamda was finished. He was dead. No. So, but the point is, you know, even the demons like Charasamda and also Bali Maharaj, although Bali Maharaj is very special category because he took birth in Asura family like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, he was his grandfather, huh? So so they took birth in Asura family, but actually were Mahachans. They were great devotees. There are 12 Mahachans: Swayambhuv, Narada, Shambhu, Prala, Chanaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasaki, Vayam. Eh? Balir also is there. And Prahlad Maharaj. They are great Mahachans who are following the Sanatana Dharma principles of following the religion for the age, and show by their example how one can become prosperous and successful in life and ultimately attain shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So yagya, therefore, the demons that perform yagya, demigods perform yagya for the pleasure sometimes of the demigods and under the direction of the brahmanas. But the best yagya, as we know, is the yagya where we satisfy Lord Vishnu. Because if we are performing yagya without satisfying Lord Vishnu, then or Krishna, then it has not a great value. Maybe we can attain material benefits, but we cannot attain a glorious devotional service and shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. So Krishna's lotus feet is the goal of life, his pleasure, and therefore all yagyas who are performed to please him is the perfect yagya. So as long as we perform Ashvamedha yagya and study the Vedic scriptures, and giving in charity and performing Varnashram Dharma duties, even very perfectly. But if we are not doing it for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then this is considered not a great result. It gives you material result, but not the eternal result of love to Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world together with the Panchatattva and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the 8th chapter, he describes, without worshipping the Panchatattva, we cannot attain shelter in Lord Gauranga, and without taking shelter in Lord Gauranga's lotus feet, we cannot get shelter in the service of Radha and Krishna. And so we have to worship the Panchatattva with the Sankirtan Yagya, prescribed method for this age, under the guidance of the great devotees, the Vaishnavas. And if we are engaging in the Sankirtan Yagya, worshipping Sisi Gornitai, the Panchatattva, ultimately we can get shelter in Radha Krishna's lotus feet and in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So only by cultivating this Brahminical culture of Vaishnavism, to serve Krishna, then we can stay in any varna and ashrama, in any position, higher or lower, then everyone will be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and will bestow his real blessing. not only material blessings and opulences, who are temporary, who have a beginning and an end, but the eternal blessing, the supreme blessing, Panchama Purushartha Prema Pumartamahan, to attain pure love to Krishna. So Hare Krishna, stop here. Any question? You speak about Shukracharya.
Yeah, yeah.
Who told him that he should not surrender?
Shukracharya was telling him, don't offer him to Diksha because he is, you know, Mayavi or Brahman. He is not true self. He has come to steal your kingdom.
Because he told him, don't offer this Diksha. This gift, what he is asking to Vamanadeva, because Vamanadeva is your enemy, he's Vishnu, who comes in disguise as a Brahmana, as a beggar to you, you know. But this, Bali Maharaj, he was a caste Brahmana, you know, who was a dependent on the support of the king. So he was not selfless. He was not selfless, and he was professionally engaged in that service, and he got payment for that. So he got payment, not a salary, because a Brahmana cannot get salary, because if a Brahmana gets salary, he becomes Shudra. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. So the Brahmana cannot accept any salary. He can get charity, he can get food, clothes, everything what he needs for maintenance of his life, but he cannot get any salary. Bali Maharaj's guru was the dependent because he came from family line, simial guru. So he was dependent and he was afraid if, now Vishnu will come, he will for sure take everything away from you, and then I also have nothing anymore. I'm finished. How I will survive and maintain my big family and dynasty.
So is it sometimes okay to defy the guru if
one is serving Lord Krishna? Yeah, Prabhupada says, and Allacharya said, you can reject guru if he is not linking you up with Vishnu. In this connection, you can give him up. A famous example is Dronacharya. Dronacharya was the guru of Arjuna and all the Kauravas, right? But at one point, when Drona became the, how you say, he was not acting properly when in Draupadi's case, as we know, and Drona became like an animal in his behavior, like a wild animal out of control. When he became the general in chief, the Senapati, after Bhishma Deva's fall, Drona became, and he gave so many bad advices, and no rule from that. When Bhishma Deva was in charge for the war for the 10 days, everything was according to codex of Kshatriya, rules and regulations in the war, was observed. But when Drona took over, he broke all the rules and regulations. And then Bhimasen especially, and others, also Yudhishthira Maharaj, when they saw that he was breaking out the Kshatriya codex of war, they practically rejected him. Only Arjuna was still always attached and had some sentiment for his guru.
What's the difference between Ashwamedham and Rajasayam? Where is each performed?
Ashwamedha is a separate yagya, and the Rajasuya is a special yagya to coronate the emperor of the world, and where all the kings of the world have to come and pay tributes to him. That is called Rajasuya. And then the most influential person kingdom has to be worshipped first. That means the king has to worship the most influential person, and it was Krishna. Everyone chose. Only some, as we know, Shishupal told, no, not this Krishna. He's not a real Kshatriya. He's not we don't know exactly what he is. So we cannot offer him respect. Better we give respect to Bhishma and the many other great personalities. And then there was the problem for Shishupal. Okay? Yeah, what is your question?
Right, this is the problem. Why did Bhishma kill Shishupal after the Rajasuya Yagna? Can you tell me?
What happened?
Why did Krishna kill
Shishupal
after the
Rajasuya
Yagna?
Why?
Yes.
Why Krishna killed him?
Yes. That's my question.
He should not kill him?
He did that with the Sudarshan Chakra. That's why I wanted
He should not kill him?
He was a demon. He gave 100 crowns.
Yes. Yeah. So what's the problem? What's the problem? This was good, not?
Yes, problem.
It's a problem?
Yes.
Why? Yeah, because...
It's just a comment.
It's a comment. Okay, thank you very much. The problem, of course, was because there was this head cut off, somebody killed, the whole yagya was a little disturbed, you know, because one should not kill someone in a yagya. But because Krishna was present and great brahmanas all agreed for that, so everything became pure. Okay, other question? You have another comment?
No.
Good. That's a very good comment.
Thank you, Ravana.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Welcome. Glory still Prabhupada.
I know.
I like you. You're very nice.
Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Ho. Okay, no more question. Counteract, what is the remedy, how to improve it? As long as the guru is alive, one should approach him in a humble and regretful way, with a service attitude and with regret, and be ready to accept any kind of punishment, you know, or reaction what he prescribes to you, or austerity. Of course, you don't have to be afraid. Guru is mostly merciful, but if one comes in attitude with tears in eyes and regret and ask for forgiveness from heart and not doing it again, then offenses are easily forgiven in this way. Even Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, they always forgive. One commits so many offenses always, but they are very merciful. So if we are approaching them, praying to them, so they also forgive. So why not Guru should forgive? Vaishnavas, they naturally forgive. We cannot go to Krishna to ask for the forgiveness, because Krishna will send you to the Vaishnava to whom you offended. And then only if he forgives, that we can learn from the story of Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Muniya. Okay? Yeah. It's not so palatable topic for now. Only if one deviates very heavily from the parampara, from the process, from the regulative principles, and commits too many offenses, he can reject. Shukracharya, no, opposite. Pali Maharaj rejected his guru because he didn't listen to him. And so, and therefore he got the whole mercy, or the full mercy of Vamanadev, who came as a trick avatar. Jana is a trick avatar. What is it called? What is it in Sanskrit? Trick. Hindi? Trick avatar. So he came as a trick avatar to trick Pali Maharaj to surrender. Okay, Hare Krishna. Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Isvayan Grace Srila Prabhupada ki.